Turn into Galatians chapter 3, and I'm going to expound through Galatians chapter 3. What does that mean? That means that we're going to read that, and we're going to hit it verse by verse and go through and see what the Holy Spirit wants to release in our lives through this particular passage, through this word. It's an God's word is exciting, period, no matter where you are at. This is one of those passages that is really rich. There's so much within it, and he alludes to a lot of different things that you have to dive in, you have to meditate, you have to ask the Holy Spirit to fill in the blanks and so forth. And so let's just read through, and I'm going to be reading through the American Standard. I do have the New King James with me, and I'm just going to place it here so I can look at it. And honestly, changing to the New King James has been very hard for me, because you know I'm a diehard New American Standard. But I have, though, really come to appreciate the New King James. I really have. I've gained a new appreciation for it. And so, my wife will tell you, I have been in my New King James every day this week. In fact, part of last week. So, the New American Standard I'm comfortable with. Here we go. Verse 1. Are you there? I did not hear any rustling of pages. There we go. Okay. All right. Make sure that we have our real Bibles with us. If not, grab a pew Bible. Although those are now New King James. Unless there's a blue one somewhere. Okay, here we go. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you all Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. I am not in Galatians. I am sorry. I gave you. That's a good place to be too. But turn to Ephesians. How about that one? I don't know that I've ever done that, but anyway. Yeah, yeah, your New King James didn't read quite right, did it? Ephesians chapter 3. The 3 I did have right. We're in chapter 3. Galatians is good too. In fact, I may make some reference to that, but... All right, thank you. Okay, now we'll start all over again. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand, say understand, my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has been made been revealed to the holy, to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Can you say amen to that? Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ. Now yours, you know, New King James says unsearchable riches of Christ. We'll talk about that. Verse 9. And to bring light. What is the to bring to light? What is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Okay, let's stop right there. We might get to the end of the chapter, but I kind of doubt it. Okay. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the mystery that was revealed to Paul. And we thank you that, Heavenly Father, that you have given us the Holy Spirit to teach us, to help us to understand the promises and that was given to us about the Holy Spirit, is that he will lead us and guide us in all of the truth, and especially concerning Jesus Christ. And Jesus said he will take all that is his and disclose it or reveal it to us. And so we pray, help us to understand the mystery in a greater understanding today than we ever have before. So I pray, Holy Spirit, come and do your job. You are the teacher. So just move and work through me. I give you permission to use my mouth, my mind, bring to my mind anything and everything you want to say, and quickly charge me whenever I begin to speak out of the flesh. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the angels that you've placed in this place that lead and guide and direct us, that protect us, that assist us. And we say you are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. Thank you for being here and worshiping with us this morning. Now, Father, we give you honor and glory and praise. May your word be blessed as we dive into it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't have a water. If somebody wants to get me a water, I appreciate that. My mouth is getting dry. Thank you. Oh, there's one right here, too. That's not been opened.